At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to our picks for week 18 in the Canadian Football League. I'm John Hodge, joined by JC Abbott. Only three games this week, JC. How do you feel heading into this one?
Well, at this point in the season, I always love a reduced slate. Gives me a little bit of extra time. But I want to know, we got no CTV game this week. It's only a late game on Saturday, 4 p.m. my time, 7 p.m. for you crazy Easterners. But where's the early game on the Saturday? That's the one I always look forward to.
Well, there'll be lots of U Sports action during that time slot for anybody looking to watch some football. By the way, I love how you called over half of our population in Canada, quote, crazy Easterners. Definitely going to make a lot of friends east of Manitoba with that one.
Everyone knows that Pacific time zone is the superior time zone. There's no wasted time, Hodge. The second I wake up, there's always news. There's always something happening.
I will have to agree to disagree with you on that one. But without further ado, let's get into our pick straight up and against the spread for Three Down Nation. The Hamilton Tiger Cats are 4.5-point home underdogs to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on Friday night in a matchup of the CFL's two hottest teams. The Tiger Cats remain in the playoff hunt as they look to catch the BC Lions to become the first ever East Division team to cross over to the West, while the Blue Bombers can clinch first place in the West Division standings this week with a win and a Saskatchewan loss. Nick Dembski, who is only three catches shy of tying his career high, is a game-time decision for Winnipeg due to a knee injury, while rookie phenom Shamar Bridges is out for the Tiger Cats. JC, can Hamilton cover this spread and perhaps even end Winnipeg's 7-game winning streak?
I think they can, and this may shock people. I got the Ticats in this one. I think that at home, they can pull off what would be a huge upset. Both of these teams are extremely hot after bad starts to the season. But I think what we saw from Winnipeg last week, their complete dismantling of the Edmonton Elks, had a lot more to do with Edmonton than it did with Winnipeg. I don't trust that offense to get a performance like that in back-to-back weeks. But I think we've seen consistently the type of performances from Bo Levi Mitchell that we would expect to have them win. That Winnipeg defense is extremely tough. It's going to take a near-perfect outing from the quarterback. But guess what? After his interception last week, he was basically perfect. 29 of 30, that one incompletion being a drop. If he keeps playing like that, they're going to keep rolling. And I think it's been difficult for Winnipeg to play in Steeltown as of late. I've got the upset here.
And the Bombers have kind of quietly lost four straight regular season games in Steeltown, including last year, when Sergio Castillo missed a convert attempt, and Tyreek McAllister, now with the Las Vegas Raiders, returned it, I believe it was 120 yards the other direction for a score. I am very tempted to take the Ticats in this one. To me, the difference, however, is Nick Usher, who was a dynamo when these two teams met in August with two sacks on Zach Collaros, will not play. And so between him and Shamar Bridges being out, who I think the Tabbies will miss dearly, he's the CFL's fourth leading receiver right now as a rookie. That is sensational. I am going to take the Bombers to win this game. However, I am certainly taking the Ticats to cover. And if you're somebody who, like JC, is heavily invested in the Ticats for this game, I think this is a good opportunity to sprinkle some money on the money line potentially, because I do like the Ticats' chances of winning this one. The injuries have scared me a little bit, which is why I am taking Winnipeg straight up, but I'm all over the Tabbies on the point differential. Give me Ticats plus 4.5, but Bombers to narrowly win. I'm especially interested, by the way, to see Zach Collaros. He had the game of his life last week, throwing 6 touchdown passes for the first time in his career. However, he was putrid against Hamilton's defense earlier this season, and people will remember that was the first Ticats game after Chris Jones became their defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. So the defense has just had time to grow and gel since then. Very interested to see how Collaros fares. The BC Lions are 7.5-point favorites against the Calgary Stampeders on Friday night in Vancouver, where the team is looking to get back on track after a tough overtime loss to the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Javon Katoa is out with an ankle injury this week for BC, while fifth-round CFL draft pick Kale Dava will make his first career start at nose tackle for the Stamps. Can Calgary save its season, or will BC move closer to clinching a playoff spot?
I think this is a victory for the Lions, and I think it's a relatively easy victory for the Lions as well. Now, I know Calgary beat them earlier in the season, and neither of these teams have looked great, but I think that the Stamps are a team in outright collapse right now, and I look at some of the holes on their roster, and they look gaping. As much as I love Bailey Devine-Skog, a guy I worked with personally as a global athlete entering the CFL, is he a starting strong side linebacker in this league? Probably not. Brandon Dozier's injury hurts them badly in the secondary this week, I think, and the Lions are going to have enough to get past that. This may be the last game that BC wins this year. That would not shock me, but I think it is a victory for the Lions at home, and I think they cover the spread.
I'm going to take the Lions to win. However, I am going to take the Calgary Stampeders to cover here. I think without Javon Katoa, he is a bit of a unicorn in this league at 6'5", 235 in the slot. He, I think, will allow the Calgary defense to play some smaller defensive packages. And as much as I fully am in agreement with you, Bailey Devine-Scott is probably not a starting Sam, I also think Brandon Dozier, who's manned that spot for much of this year, has had a bit of a down year. I also think that it'll be interesting to see how Kale Dava plays in place of Josiah Coatney. Coatney is bigger than Dava. However, Dava is a guy who went in the fifth round of the 2024 CFL draft, would have gone much higher if he wasn't coming off a season-ending shoulder injury that he suffered in his final collegiate season down south at Tennessee Tech. So I'm intrigued to see what the Stampeders can do coming back from bye. I agree this team does feel like a little bit of a rudderless ship right now. Dave Dickinson's getting chippy with the media when asked about his job security. At the end of the day, I think that the Calgary Stampeders will win one more game this year to get to 5. I don't think it's going to be this one, but I think it could be close. Give me the Lions to win. Calgary to cover. The Edmonton Elks are 2.5-point underdogs to the Saskatchewan Roughriders at Commonwealth Stadium on Saturday, where they'll look to make one last push for a possible playoff spot. The Elks are sticking with McLeod Bethel-Thompson under center, while it looks like Frankie Hickson will start for the Riders, while AJ Ouellette and Reichwell Armstead battle injuries. Will Saskatchewan cover the short spread, or will Edmonton secure the upset at home?
I think the Riders have found their mojo once again, right? They are rolling off 2 straight victories. I think they have the playoffs in their sights, and I don't think they're going to look back. The Edmonton Elks, they had their resurgence, but these last 2 weeks against Winnipeg, the magic has been gone. And I think once you lose that, it's hard to recapture. It's like sand going through your fingertips or water, right? It goes faster the harder you try to grab it. And I think that's the situation for the Edmonton Elks right now. They're clinging on to something with McLeod Bethel-Thompson because they believe a couple of victories, they could get back into the hunt. But really, this is a lost season. And the sooner they get back to Trey Ford, just for the development and assessment of him in a contract year, the better, in my opinion. I don't see them winning this football game. And I have full belief in the Saskatchewan Roughriders in this one.
Sean Bain looks to be out for the foreseeable future after a tough knee injury he suffered this past week against Ottawa. Jareth Stearns will take that spot. And I like Bain a lot, but I don't see a big drop-off there from Bain to Stearns for Saskatchewan. Meanwhile, Edmonton, Tevin Jones, illness. Noah Curtis, likely out for this game for non-football reasons. And then Javon Leak was a full participant on Wednesday. Unclear, however, if he'll be back for the Elks. So there are some changes to that Edmonton lineup I'm not crazy about potentially coming down the line. As of this recording, we do not have the depth charts yet for this game, but I'm with you, JC. I think the Saskatchewan Roughriders have finally turned that corner. I think Trevor Harris has quietly played sensational as of late. I know he was PFF's Offensive Player of the Month for August. Well, guess what? He repeated it for September. Yeah, the club only went 2-2 during that month. However, I think he was certainly not the problem in those two losses. I like his opportunity to shred an Edmonton defense that got shredded by Zach Kolaros just 1 week ago. For JC Abbott, I'm John Hodge. Those are our picks for week 18 in the Canadian Football League. Enjoy the shortened three-game slate. We'll be back with you again shortly for more picks, news, insight, and analysis at 3downnation.com. Don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe our podcast, our images, our videos, everything that you can find of ours online, social media, everywhere. We really appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Vote and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.